So, if you wouldn't mind starting by telling us your name for the record and the years you served in the legislature, then we just have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
I think we were using this, but we're recording on the phone now.
Just start.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Hello, my name is Joe Gomez. I was in the legislature from 1981 to 1983, which was the 68th legislature.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background prior to working in the House and what got you interested in politics in the first place?
Okay, back then, I think I'd been a lawyer like 6-7 years, and I had just come back from being county attorney in Brooks County, which is 540th Texas. And I thought about moving to the Valley, but my heart's always been in San Antonio, and I moved back and I ran for the legislature, and I was not successful, and I ran again, and I did win, and I was fortunate to be up here for one session, which, you know, really opened my eyes. And after I lost my re-election bid, by then I had 3 children, so I had to make a decision, keep going for politics or make a living. So I decided to practice law.
In your time here, is there something that you accomplished that you're particularly proud of?
I want to look back, and as a lawyer, I want to say that I sponsored the Sunset Bill for the State Bar of Texas. Of course, they don't give me credit. No, I'm just kidding. No. And I didn't really pass that much legislation. I think I was only involved with 2 or 3 bills, but that was the main one. But overall, I'm very happy to look back and say that we voted on what I thought was the end, you know, to school financing. We passed the educational reform bill, which allowed, you know, gambling and you know, all those, they were able to finance schools for that. But after I left, I found out that not all the money was going to the school general fund. It was, so it wasn't that much, but I was happy for that.
What about the leadership while you were here? What was your experience working with the speaker and any chairman in any committees that you were in?
Okay, I remember, you know, it's been years and my age is starting to show. No, I'm just kidding. Gibb Lewis was a speaker, and he was, he was the Speaker of the House, and he was great. Hugo Berlanga was a lot of times, you know, Speaker Pro Tem, and he was very, very influential and very helpful. Those were happy days, yeah.
What about your district? Were there certain issues that you thought were really important at the time that you'd like to speak about?
In general, you know, education, financing, just economic development, and, you know, I represented the northern part of the northwest inner city and the lower part of the northwest, you know, section. So it was kind of a diverse district. It was a huge district, and it's still growing.
Lastly, is there any advice that you would give to freshman members with your experience that you've gained?
Yes, I would like to ask any new freshmen, and even older representatives, to remember that we are all Americans. And unlike, you know, some members of, you know, the legislature that reject federal funding, I mean, that's part of it, you know. And, you know, the other thing I would like to talk about is, what is this about? Securing the border. I mean, that's a misnomer of anything. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. And, you know, you spend so much money on securing the border, making it safe from what? From poor Mexican nationals that are crossing the river. I mean, if they really want to get serious about crime, I challenge them to work with Mexico and try to get rid of the source. You know, the cartels are there, and that's what's causing the problem. And until, you know, Texas as a whole, you know, does something, we won't ever solve that problem. And I think we still have, you know, Mexico will always be there. The border will always be there. So bilingualism, helping, you know, the newly immigrant get educated and help them get jobs, that's going to make for a stronger Texan. Mm-hmm. Texas, we're all Texan. And this attitude and about, you know, they're aliens or foreigners, I mean, even the DREAM Act people, what fault do they have? You know, they were brought over here as children, so by any legal standards, they should get, you know, citizenship, you know, by natural gestation, you know, that's the word. But we look at it as a problem, and until we start working, you know, to solve these problems, you know, it's not going to be good for Texas as a whole.
Thank you very much for your time. That was it. Okay. I told you quick and easy.
Thank you.
Quite painless. Can I help you?